Lesson 13, 1799. The Rise of Napoleon Bonaparte. For me, this lesson is kind of personal. You see, my great-great-great-great-grandfather was a captain in Napoleon Bonaparte's army. His name was Benoît Aimable Leroy. After the fall of Napoleon, which we'll get to in a few more lessons, Benoît immigrated to the city of New Orleans to make a new life. In New Orleans, he met and married Linda Lafour, another French immigrant who had fled the island of Martinique in an uprising. In becoming Americans, Benoît and Linda changed the course of my family history, so I can't help but study Napoleon Bonaparte with great fascination. Napoleon's climb to power and his eventual fall would affect many generations like mine. Napoleon Bonaparte is probably most intriguing for the unusual amount of power he possessed. He admitted that it drove him, and he claimed, "Power is my mistress. I love power as a musician loves his violin." Napoleon was born in 1769 in Corsica, an island near Italy. At the time of Napoleon's birth, Corsica was a French colony. But the Corsicans weren't very French. They were pure Italian in thought and deed. And so Napoleon grew up with a mixed heritage of French and Italian culture. He kept an Italian accent all his life. While a soldier in Corsica, Napoleon quickly rose in rank from captain to major to general. During the French Revolution, Napoleon was briefly put under arrest, but his status changed when a five-man form of government called the Directory replaced the National Convention. When he was 26 years old, Napoleon was appointed second in command of the French army by the Directory. He showed his ruthless side that same year by shooting at a rebellious crowd of thousands with grape shot. Grape shot, which is a mass of small balls packed into a bag, was certain to hit and kill more people at a time than a standard cannonball when shot into a crowd. A year after the grape shot incident, Napoleon was promoted to lead commander of the French army in Italy. For a victory in Milan, he became a national hero.